as we're talking about trying to recruit, retain, and get people on board, we've got several options we're going to look at. We're even looking at probably doing an in-house academy. We have had a lot of people apply for the CADET program. So we might do our own homegrown firefighter program. I think that's going to be the best route, to be honest with you, to come on board and then do our own training and get them in our system. And I think that's going to be our best bet versus just advertising and hoping people apply for it.
Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety in Escambia County, yesterday during Jeff Bergosh's coffee with the commissioner, talking about the possibility of developing an in-house cadet training program for Escambia County Fire Rescue to, you know, hey, if we can't get enough people through the other academies, let's just do it ourselves. Interesting proposition. Joining us now, we have his boss, Interim County Administrator Wes Moreno. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. As always, it is great to be here.
Hey, good to have you, sir. A lot of interesting good things happening. This fire cadet program possibility, that makes sense to me. Is this basically a throughput problem, like we can't get enough through the regular certification trainings? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we are still it's always a work in progress when it comes to recruitment, and this is just another initiative. Brainstorm, if you will, how can we get attract more people, and how can we get them certified and through the program in a timely fashion, and get them on our payroll, get them on the books, and get them to work. So it's an initiative that Eric and his staff are looking at, putting it together, going to bring it forward. And in corrections, we're making not an in-house program, but we are making some changes there to the contract. And proposing some changes to the contract, have an MOU ready to present to the PBA leadership, and we meet on the 25th to do that. And so, you know, recruitment, retainment is always a struggle since the pandemic, and public works is the same. We've increased wages, but our commercial driver's license holders, they're just not coming to us because we're still kind of behind the eight ball compared to some of the private contractors. So we are looking at some things there as well. There's a lot of work going on in that regard when it comes to recruitment and retainment.
And you guys are getting ready to engage in an information campaign to let people know things like, and I thought this was interesting, it was brought up yesterday, you know, if you work for the county, you can get your college paid for, college tuition paid for while you're going to school, you know, you can go to school while you're working. And also the health care is pretty sweet. I mean, you know, when I was listening to that dollar amount, Commissioner Bergosh said, I think it was $139 every 2 weeks for a family for health coverage. That's about a quarter what the rest of us are paying most of the time. So that doesn't show up in your it does show up in your paycheck because it didn't get taken out of your paycheck. And that's a pretty nice thing. Pretty nice thing as well. Hey, I wanted to turn to what's going on with some of the projects that are on the discussion for this morning's meeting. One of them is we've got a sidewalk project in District 1, Softley Field Road, from the basically the corner of Softley Field all the way out to Mobile Highway, north and south side of the street's going to get sidewalks. Is that right?
That is correct. That is actually a DOT project. It's about $2.5 million, $2.5 million project, and I think they're looking to get kicked off here in the next couple of weeks, mid-March. And then we have a collateral project on Pursley that we are going to construct and tie in to the new sidewalk that DOT constructs. You know, that's a heavily traveled area, mm-hmm. and sidewalks up and down that corridor would be great. There's a lot of shopping and restaurants and stuff and stores for people to walk to. And so it'd be a great amenity in that area. And it'll probably totally change the look and feel of that corridor right through there.
Most definitely. And, you know, that part of town is only growing. And I mistakenly said, I think I said that was on the meeting for today. You're right. That's not on the meeting for today. That's an FDOT project. But still good news coming to District 1. On the agenda for this morning, you've got a couple of fairly high dollar value items related to Ashton-Brosnahan Park, mostly being mm-hmm. funded from the American Rescue Plan. One is for new lights for $890,000. The other is for new turf for $280,000 with an LOST component for $62,000. You know, when I look at a component like that and I see, you know, not quite $1.5 million of American Rescue Plan money going to park refurbishment, there's a part of me that's like, is that the best use of that money? But outdoor activities is part of keeping people healthy, right?
It is. What I would say with Brosnahan and Southwest Sports Complex, you know, Michael Rhodes has done just a phenomenal job at marketing and putting together programs for those two facilities. And we host quite a few of local, regional, and even national events that have a huge economic impact on our area when these teams come in and they play these tournaments. And I mean, it is a big deal. Some of the teams, when they get here, and the impact that they have is just fantastic. And, you know, when it comes to the turf, I think the turf hasn't been touched really or modified in 15 years. So they're looking at taking the turf, top turf layer and topsoil layer down, taking it out, removing it, laser grading the field, and then relaying the turf. It also has a maintenance component to it that'll help us out as we move forward. But it's the economic impact that arena brings in is just almost immeasurable. It's just a great amenity in our community.
And that is, just to be clear, I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, that is just for the high-quality field out there, the north field, the one that's kind of locked off to the public most of the time. That's the only one that you're doing work on, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right, fair enough. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the interim county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, you've also got an item here to improve the suction units, basically to get 46 new units for EMS, which is a nice item because it's a 25% from us to 75% from the state, right?
Exactly, yep. Well, Eric and company are doing a great job reeling in those grant dollars.
Yeah, we will always take the state money as a way of leveraging. And just
Absolutely.
Like we're taking, you know, the federal money is available, you know, we're using it for things. FDOT has almost just about proposed, committed, whatever. They want to drag us kicking and screaming into the 21st century of road design. Pine Forest and I-10 is going to get a diverging diamond interchange. That's a kind of, if people have never been on it, those are wild things. They're different. They work. But the newest part of this that I didn't see before is on the north side north of 9 Mile and Pine Forest. There is a proposal at the 297A, the intersection there when you turn off there north of the Publix, to put a roundabout in there. I know it's an FDOT thing, not a U thing, but have you been following this proposal and kind of what are your thoughts about turning that interchange, very busy intersection, into a roundabout?
I have not been following this proposal, since I've heard of it. I'm very familiar with that intersection. Having worked it. Our road department for years, I've seen that whole corridor change. I've seen 297 change, but it is an extremely heavily traveled corridor with just traffic, especially in the afternoons. It can back up quite a bit. Andrew, I'd have to see the plans. I'd have to see what it looks like and how it's proposed to function and how they modify the lanes and such. It might be a great idea. I don't know. I would really just have to look at it and see.
I totally understand.
I know our area is really not used to hitting the roundabouts, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. But it would certainly be a huge change at that intersection right there. There is no doubt.
Absolutely. And by the way, just I'm going to put a picture up on our Facebook page here when I get a minute to do it. But just so you know, the basic idea of it is an interior single lane and then an exterior kind of like bypass lanes almost, that if you're going and you don't have to interact with any other traffic, you kind of have a flyby for the other three sides. It's an interesting design. I've never seen one quite like this, but that's their proposal to solve the traffic flow problems, especially with now, like, we got a new thing that's on the agenda for today. There's going to be another new proposed platting, like off of Highway 97 for Iron Rock, 290 single family homes. I mean, it's just like we keep growing and growing and growing, right?
We do. We have that on Iron Rock, but today we've had some. Every meeting, you'll see us almost accept a final plat, and we are growing exponentially, especially in the area of Kingsfield area. I mean, there's, by the time one development, by the time that all gets fully built out, it could be almost nearly 1,000 homes coming to that area. And so you figure at least, more than likely, at least two cars per house. The increase in the traffic in the roadway demand on the roadway infrastructure is going to be significant.
Absolutely. And by the way, you guys are going to have a conversation about extending the E-date ordinance to allow that to be continued to be offered. You guys are going to have several, you know, lots of things that are on the agenda today. But one thing, and I just wanted to let people kind of know about this. You and I have talked about this before, but if I heard you correctly yesterday, the beach ball at the beach, the not functional water tower, but it's a super pretty thing that we all love, I think you said it was already supposed to be starting underway to get repainted today or yesterday. But the key thing is it's going to remain just like it is. No reason to fear. It's going to be right like it is when they get done. Is that right?
That is correct.
And did they start that work yesterday, or is that today, or when is that going to begin?
No, actually, we are awarding that project this morning.
Oh, okay. So that's a finalized award
here
today. Okay.
In the next couple weeks.
I got you. Very good. Well, it's going to be an interesting meeting. I certainly appreciate the preview and the discussion of some of these issues. Wes Moreno, he is our interim county administrator in Escambia County. Wes, have a good meeting this morning, and thanks as always for the time, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good one.